Chapter 2. The Sons of Japheth. These nationalities will be traced in the order in which they are given in Genesis 10. The first people named are the sons of Japheth, and the first of these is Gomer. Apart from his genealogical relation, there is no mention made of Gomer in the scriptures, except in Ezekiel 38-6. Their Omer and all his bands are spoken of in connection with Togarmah, as being of the north quarters. To say nothing here as to the age of the world when this applies, it being a prophecy and not history, this passage proves that the place of Gomer and all his bands must be found to the north of the land of Palestine. This being the limit of the scripture narrative regarding Gomer and his bands, any further information must be gathered from other sources. Among profane writers, the first mention of the people of Gomer is by Homer, about 850 BC, who says, "Here in a lonely land, and gloomy cells, the dusky nation of Cimmeria dwells. The sun Near views the uncomfortable seats, when radiant he advances or retreats, unhappy race. Whom endless night invades, clouds the dull air, and wraps them round in shades." The Cimmerians here named are the people of Gomer, only with a slight variation in the name, Gomerians, Cimmerians, and from 800 to 600 BC this people under the name of Cimmeri, Jimiri, or Gomeran, played no inconsiderable part in the affairs of Western Asia. The land of darkness spoken of by Homer as the country of the Cimmerians was the northern coast of the Black Sea. There also is where Aeschylus, about BC 500, placed Cimmeria. And Herodotus, BC 484-424, says that he land which is now inhabited by the Scythes, was formerly the country of the Cimmerians. And that he mart of the Borysthenites is situated in the very center of the whole sea coast of Scythia. The Borysthenites were the people who lived about the river Borysthenes, and the ancient Borysthenes is the modern Dnieper, that flows southward through Russia, and empties into the Black Sea just west of the Crimea. The Cimmerians possessed the whole northern coast of the Black Sea, and the country of the Ukraine, that is, the country watered by the river Dnieper and its tributaries. But in 650-600 BC, the Scythians, who covered the vast region above the Caucasus Mountains and the Caspian Sea, poured down upon the Cimmerians, and dispossessed them of their country. The main body of the Cimmerians moved toward the west, where we shall find them again, see page 21, while a small section moved down through the Caucasus Mountains into Asia Minor, and inflicted upon its people and provinces desolation such as had been brought upon themselves and their country by the Scythians. Many a predatory raid their race had made before in company with the Thracian tribes, but this was a perfect torrent of desolation. The Cimmerian invaders carried ruin and devastation over all the fairest regions of Lower Asia. Paphlagonia, Bithynia, Ionia, Phrygia, even Cilicia, as well as Lydia, were plundered and laid waste. In Phrygia, Midas, the king, despairing of any effectual resistance, on the approach of the dreaded foe is said to have committed suicide. In Lydia, as we know from Herodotus, they took the capital city, all but the Acropolis. In Ionia, they ravaged the valley of the Caistor, besieged Ephesus, and, according to some accounts, burned the temple of Diana in its vicinity. After which they are thought to have proceeded southward into the plain of the Maeander, and to have sacked the city of Magnesia. One body, under a leader whom the Greeks called Lygdamus, even penetrated as far as Cilicia, and there sustained a terrible reverse at the hands of the hardy mountaineers. Still the strength of the invaders was not broken by this defeat. It was only in the third generation that the Lydian princes were able to expel them from the territories under their dominion. Even then, it is a mistake to say that they were driven out of Asia. The Cimmerians, long after the time of their expulsion from Lydia by Eliates, maintained themselves in certain strongholds, as Antandros, which, according to Aristotle, they occupied for 100 years, and Sinope, where, Herodotus informs us, they made a permanent settlement. The history of Lydia during the time of their supremacy was almost a blank. Herodotus, speaking of his time, says, "Scythia still retains traces of the Cimmerians. There are Cimmerian castles, and a Cimmerian ferry, also a tract called Cimmeria, and a Sumerian Bosphorus. In our day, traces of them still remain in the name of the little peninsula that projects into the Black Sea on the north, the Crimea, and Crim Tartary, as well as in the Russian city Esky Krim. Old Krim Hitch marks the site of the ancient town of Cimmerium. It is evident, therefore, that the country north of the Black Sea was the place of the Cimmerians, the people of Gomer, and the Crimea still bears testimony to the fact, Gomer, Gomeran, Jimiri, Cimri, Crimea. Magog, this name, like that of Gomer, is not mentioned in the scriptures, apart from its genealogical relation, except in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and Revelation 20, 8. And, like Gomer, the land of Magog and his people is located northward from Palestine. Speaking of Og, the land of Magog, Ezekiel 38-15 says, "Indeed thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou, and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a mighty army." There is an inscription of about 650 BC by Ashurbanipal, king of Assyria, in which occur the words, "Aridi and Pauiza, sons of Gog, a chief of the Saka." And the Saka were the Scythians. The Scythians, therefore, who inhabited the vast regions to the north of the Caspian Sea, and who drove out the Sumerians and took possession of their country, were the people of Magog. By some of the successors of Alexander the Great, there was a wall built, called the Caucasian Wall, which extended from the western shore of the Caspian Sea, at Durban, almost to the eastern shore of the Black Sea. This wall was built as a defense against the inroads of the Scythian hordes, and is still called the Wall of Gog and Magog. From the accounts found among the Arabians, Persians, and Syrians, we learn that they comprehended under the designation Yayu and Mayu all the less known barbarous people of the northeast and northwest of Asia. Of these peoples, Ramban says, "On the line of Greek colonies about the northern coast of the Black Sea dwelt a whole world of tribes, whom the Greeks designated by the common name of Scythians. Of the multitude of people who dwelt in this boundless region, the chief in the time of Herodotus were three distinct bodies of Scythians, properly so called. First, there were the Scythian cultivators, or husbandmen, who possessed the country drained by the Dnieper, the Ukraine of which the Sumerians had been dispossessed. Second, the nomad or wandering Scythians, who neither plow nor sow. Third, the royal Scythians, the largest and bravest of the Scythian tribes, which looks upon all the other tribes in the light of slaves. These were of the same habits as the wandering Scythians. Their principal seat was between the Dnieper and the Don. Besides these, there was a fourth division, composed of tribes that had revolted from the royal Scythians, and dwelt upon the eastern sources of the Volga. He nomads were the genuine Scythians, possessing the marked attributes of the race, and including among their number the royal Scythians' hordes, so much more populous and more effective in war than the rest, as to maintain undisputed ascendancy, and to account all other Scythians no better than their slaves. If the habits of the Scythians were such as to create in the near observer no other feeling than repugnance, their force at least inspired terror. They appeared in the eyes of Thucydides B.C. 471-429, so numerous and so formidable that he pronounces them irresistible, if they could but unite, by any other nation within his knowledge. Herodotus, too, conceived the same idea of a race among whom every man was a warrior and a practised horsebowman, and who were placed by their mode of life out of all reach of an enemy attack. About 625 BC, after driving out the Sumerians from the Ukraine, a torrent of the Scythians swept down by the Caspian Sea, and overran Media, Assyria, and Upper Mesopotamia, and continued westward even to the Jordan, where, on its western bank in the land of the half-tribe of Manasseh, the city of Bethshan was afterward called Scythopolis from its having been captured by the Scythians. They kept Media and Assyria in a state of terror for about 14 years before they could be driven out. Nor was the country of the Scythians confined to the Dnieper, the Don, and the Volga. For when Alexander the Great, in his conquering march, reached the river Jaxartes, the present Syrdarya, at the 70th degree of east longitude, he found Scythian warriors there to dispute his passage of that river. He crossed, nevertheless, and defeated them. In truth, the region of the Altai Mountains was about the center, from east to west, of the widespread people of Magog. For they extended from Europe to the Pacific Ocean. Of the principal divisions of the races that sprang from these, we may name at least nine. 1. The ancient Mongols, or Mongolians, from whom came the Chinese and Indo-Chinese, the Siamese, the Annamese, the Burmese, the Cambodians, the Tibetans, the Japanese, and the Aborigines of North and South America, from Alaska to Patagonia. Ace Fontaine, F.A. Congregation of 12 men from Malacca, China, Japan, Mongolia, the South Sea Islands, Chile, Peru, Brazil, Chickasaws, and Comanches were dressed alike, or undressed and unshaven. The most skillful anatomist could not from their appearance separate them. 2. The Malays, who have peopled the Malay Peninsula, the Malay, or East Indian Archipelago, Madagascar, and the greater portion of the islands of the Pacific Ocean. His astonishing expansion of the Malaysian peoples throughout the oceanic area is sufficiently attested by the diffusion of a common Malayo-Polynesian speech from Madagascar to Easter Island and from Hawaii to New Zealand. 3. The Huns, whose ancient and perhaps original seat was in the country now called Mongolia, immediately north of the Great Wall of China, who in the early part of the 3rd century before Christ had spread their power eastward to the Pacific at the extremity of Korea, westward to the River Irtysh, and northward to the extremity of Lake Baikal, and against whose inroads the Great Wall 1500 miles long was built to protect the territories of China. But this Great Wall was built in vain. For in 201 BC, the Huns swept over China and brought it under tribute till about 87 BC, when their power over China was broken. Their power then steadily declined till AD 93, when it was utterly destroyed in the east by the rise of the Xianpi. In AD 375 they poured into Europe, and under Attila, AD 433-453, their power was established from the Danube to the Ural, and from the Baltic to the Mediterranean Sea. At the death of Attila, their power was broken, their empire was destroyed, and they were driven back into the Scythian steppes, in the country of the Volga and the Ural. Their modern representatives are the Bulgarians proper, numbering about 1,500,000 people. T may be considered, as M. Zeus has shown, as an historical fact, that the Bulgarians were the remains of the Huns, who, after their defeat on the death of Attila, retreated to the banks of the Volga and the plains, extending from Bulgari Volga or Volga, Bulgari, 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 Bulgarians to the Euxine. From that country, called, as we have seen, Great Bulgaria, issued the hordes of Bulgarians who, at a later period, crossed the Danube and established the Bulgarian kingdom. 4. The modern Mongols, or Moguls, who, under Genghis Khan, or Genghis Khan, and his sons, AD 1162-1241, established their empire from the China Sea to the borders of Moravia. Almost repeated it under Tamerlan, AD 1361-1405. And who still remain, in the country and nation of Mongolia. 5. The Tartars, who, under the name of Xianpi, broke the power of the Huns in AD 93. Who led the vanguard in the great Mughal invasion of Europe, AD 1238. And whose name still remains in the Uzbek, Kalmyk, and Krim, or Crimea, Tartars. 6. The Turks, Turkmens, or Turkomans, who early in the Christian era emigrated from Central Asia to the northern country about the Caspian and Aral Seas. In AD 997-1028 Mahmud, the first who bore the title of Elton, began a career of conquest that has made the name and nation of the Turks one among the most famous in history, and now a source of constant jealousy and contention among the nations of Europe. 7. The Finns, who in five groups have peopled the following countries: A. The Finns proper, in Finland and the Baltic provinces of Estonia, Livonia, and Courland. B. The Lapps, in Lapland and parts of northern Sweden and Norway. C. The Permian Finns, in the northern habitable portion of Russia proper. D. The Volga Finns, on both banks, and the branches of the upper Volga. E. The Ugrian Finns, between the Ural Mountains and the Yenisei River above the 59th degree north latitude, and in Hungary. For it was from the tribes of Ugri and Finns that the Magyars came, who in the 9th century were such a scourge to Eastern Europe, and who in 889 and onward finally settled in what is now Hungary. Ugri, Wengri, Ungri, Ungari, Hungary, Hungary. Besides these there are, of the Ugri and Finns, the Eskimo of North America. 8. The Sarmatians, who sprung from the royal Scythians, and who in the days of Herodotus dwelt east of the Don. Before the end of the first century of the Christian era, they had spread their name over all Eastern Europe, from the river Volga to the Baltic Sea. And their name was even extended to the Baltic itself, that sea being then called the Sarmatian Ocean. Tacitus says that in his time Germany was separated from Sarmatia and Dacia by mountains and mutual dread. From the Sarmatians are descended the Slavonians, who have peopled Russia, Poland, Bohemia, Moravia, Serbia, and other provinces of lesser note in those regions. 9. The Parthians, who gave name to the country of Parthia in Central Asia. They were subdued by the great Cyrus, and their country became one of the most important provinces of the Medo-Persian Empire. They regained their independence about 250 BC by a successful revolt from the rule of Antiochus Theos, one of the successors of Alexander the Great. The leader in the revolt was named Arsaces, and that name was assumed as the kingly title by all his successors, as in Egypt Horae was used in early times, and Ptolemy in later. The kingdom thus established went forward in a continuous course of success until it became an empire ruling LL the lands of Central Asia, from the Indian Caucasus to the Euphrates, and continued 478 years, from BC 250 to AD 228. By inflicting two terrible defeats upon the Roman armies, the defeat of Crassus at Carrhae, BC 53, and the defeat of Macrinus at Nisibis, AD 217 and 218, they forced the arrogant Romans to respect them, and to allow that there was at least one nation which could meet them on equal terms and not be worsted in the encounter. And by a contest of nearly 300 years they obtained recognition as the second power in the world, the admitted rival of Rome, the only real counterpoise upon the earth to the power which ruled from the Euphrates to the Atlantic Ocean. In AD 228 the power of the Parthians was permanently broken by the rise of the Persian Artaxerxes, the son of Sasan, who established the new Persian or Sasanian Empire. All these are the people of Magog, and it will be seen at a glance that the land of Magog is the steppe country of northern Asia, and is now represented in the Russian possessions, which stretch from the borders of Germany to the Pacific Ocean. Medai. From Medai came the Medes, whose country lay immediately southeast of the Caspian Sea. In whose subject cities were placed the captives of the 10 tribes taken by Sargon, king of Assyria, about 720 BC, who, joined with the Persians, destroyed the kingdom of Babylon, 538 BC, and established the Medo-Persian Empire, that continued till 331 BC, when it was destroyed by Alexander the Great. Had Medai is synonymous with the Medes is certain. He represents the great Iranian family which holds so important a place among the Japhetic and Aryan populations. Javan. From Javan came the Greeks. For in the Hebrew, Daniel 8:21 readings of Javan, 10-20 rents of Javan, and 11-2 Elam of Javan. Instead of Ing, Rince, an Elam of Russia or Reese. The Revised Version gives Javan in the margin of each of these places. His name, or its analog, is found as a designation of Greece not only in all the Shemitic dialects, but also in the Sanskrit, the Old Persic, and the Egyptian, and the form Ians appears in Homer as the designation of the early inhabitants of Attica. The occurrence of the name in the cuneiform inscriptions of the time of Sargon, in the form of Yavnan, or Yunnan, as descriptive of the Isle of Cyprus, where the Assyrians first came in contact with the power of the Greeks, further shows that its use was not confined to the Hebrews, but was widely spread throughout the East. 35. The name of Grecia embraced Macedonia, Epirus, Thessaly, Acarnania, Aetolia, Lycris, Doris, Phocis, Boeotia, Euboea, Attica, Megaris, Corinthia, Achaia, Elis, Arcadia, Argolis, Messene, and Laconia. And this is the country of Javan. Under Alexander the Great, the people of Javan spread their empire over all countries from the Adriatic Sea to the river Hyphasis, and their power was recognized by all known nations of the world. Out of Javan, also, went the people who inhabited Italy, and who, under the name of Rome, grew to such power that to be a Roman was greater than to be a king, and who spread their iron empire over all the world. Javan had four sons: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. Elisha was the father of the Aeolians, who inhabited parts of Thessaly, Boeotia, Aetolia, Locris, Elis, and Messene, and formed the first great body of Grecian colonists that established themselves on the coast of Asia Minor. Lycia is Hellas. That is, Greece. Tarshish. The people and country of Tarshish were far off from Palestine, and toward the west. For we read that under Solomon he king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Hiram. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish bringing gold, and silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. Hiram was Hiram, king of Tyre. Tyre lay on the Mediterranean, and for ships to go from Tyre to Tarshish in a voyage of 3 years they would have to go west. Again, Jonah was commanded to go from Palestine to Nineveh, which was on the Tigris away to the northeast. But Jonah refused to go, and rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord. As his purpose was to escape going to Nineveh, it would be the most natural thing to flee in the opposite direction as far as possible. So we read that Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Joppa also was on the Mediterranean and was then the principal port of Palestine. In Isaiah 66-19 Tarshish is named with other places and isles that were far off. In Ezekiel 27-12, the Lord says to Tyre, Arshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of riches. With silver, iron, tin, and lead, they traded in thy fairs. All these evidences make it positive that Tarshish was far off to the west from Palestine. That it was reached by ships. And that it was so largely devoted to shipping as to be almost proverbial. Tartessus, which lay at the mouth of the Guadalquivir, in Spain, was the chief seat of Tarshish, the son of Javan. Thus the ships of Tarshish could gather silver from the rich mines of Spain. Tin from the mines of Cornwall in Britain. Ivory, apes, and peacocks from Africa. And make the voyage once in 3 years from Tyre and back again. Lenormant allows that the Tyrrhenians of Italy may also have been the children of Tarshish. It is certain that they were the descendants of Javan. Kittim, or Shittim, the third of the sons of Javan, inhabited the islands of the Grecian archipelago, Cyprus, and even others of the Mediterranean Sea, and Korea at the southeast corner of Asia Minor. Isaiah 23:1-12 shows that Shittim was a resting place for the ships of Tarshish. Jeremiah 2:10 and Ezekiel 27:6 speak of he isles of Shittim. And Daniel 11:30 speaks of he ships of Shittim. All showing that Shittim was in the isles of the Mediterranean Sea. Dodanim was the ancestor of the Dardanians, one portion of whom dwelt in a tract called from them Dardania, in the neighborhood of ancient Troy, on the southern coast of the Sea of Marmara. Another, and the main body, people Illyria, or Illyricum, the country bordering on the Adriatic Sea opposite Italy. From there some of their tribes went into Italy, of whom the Liberni and the Veneti are particularly mentioned. The celebrated name of Venetia was diffused over a large and fertile province of Italy, from the confines of Pannonia to the river Adua, and from the Po to the Rhaetian and Julian Alps. When Attila invaded Italy, AD 453, spreading devastation everywhere, any families of Aquileia, Padua, and the adjacent towns, who fled from the sword of the Huns, found a safe though obscure refuge in the neighboring islands. There and by these, the city of Venice was afterward built. Tubal, mentioned in Ezekiel 38-2, 3 and 39-1, in connection with Magog, and in Ezekiel 27-13 is associated with those who traded in the Tyrian fairs, in persons of men, slaves and vessels of brass, and is placed in the orth parts the same as Gomer and Magog, whom we have already identified. This would show that Tubal belongs to the same region of country as those. The people of Tubal are mentioned by the Assyrian kings, in their inscriptions, by the name Tubli, and were found by them in Cappadocia. There was in the northwest a large number of their tribes, and they were apparently of considerable importance in the wars of the Assyrian kings. They seem to have been spread over the most of the country from Cilicia to the Black Sea. By Herodotus and other Greek writers they are called Tiburini. At the time of the retreat of the 10,400 BC, some of their tribes were an independent people, dwelling on the southern coast of the Black Sea, west of Colchis, and it required a 2 days' march to cross their country. Some of their tribes went west, and as Iberians peopled Spain and Sicily. And an important body of them went north with Meshech, who comes next in the list. Meshech in the scriptures. Meshech and Tubal are always mentioned together, with a single exception. They are named, and can be traced, in the Assyrian inscriptions from the commencement of the 12th to the middle of the 7th century BC. In these inscriptions they are called Meshechi, and are placed in the vicinity of the Tubli, with whom they are constantly associated, as in the Bible. By Herodotus they are called Moshi, and are always mentioned in connection with the Tiburini. Meshech and Tubal. Their troops and those of the Tiburini were under the same commander in the great expedition of Xerxes against Athens, 484-479 BC. The country of Meshech the Moshi was in Cappadocia, Colchis, and Armenia, about what is now the vicinity of Kars and Erzurum. Those of the people of Meshech and Tubal who dwelt there were not all that there were of either nation. 4. About 650 BC, the Cappadocians, a people of Persian origin, forced their way into the country of the Moshi and Tiburini, and pressed them back to narrow limits on the Black Sea and about the foot of the Caucasus Mountains, and some of both peoples crossed the Caucasus into the steppe country on the north, Scythia, now the Russian possessions. There the Moshi become known as Muscovs and then Muscovites, who built Moscow and who still give name to Russia Muscovy throughout the east. The Tiburini people of Tubal, who went with the Moshi people of Meshech, settled on, and gave name to, the river Tobol and the place Tobolsk, another portion of the Russian possessions, east of the Ural Mountains. Tiras was the ancestor of the Thracians. Heras called those whom he ruled over, Thracians. But the Greeks changed the name into Thracians. Herodotus declared of them in his day that he Thracians are the most powerful people in the world, except, of course, the Indians. The people of India, he says, were more numerous than any other nation with which we are acquainted, and if they had one head, or were agreed among themselves, it is my belief that their match could not be found anywhere and that they would far surpass all other nations. But such union is impossible for them, and there are no means of ever bringing it about. Herein, therefore, consists their weakness. The Thracians bear many names in the different regions of their country, but all of them have like usages in every respect, excepting only the Getae, the Trousi, and those who dwell above the people of Creston. It is impossible to tell how many tribes there were of the Thracians, but more than 50 are known. They extended from the river Halys in Asia Minor over the greater part of Asia Minor, and westward over Thrace and Mysia to the rivers Save and Drave in Europe. The Thynians and Bithynians, the Phrygians and Mysians, the Paphlagonians and Mariandinians of Asia Minor, were all of Thracian nationality. Of the Thracians in Europe, the tribes are too numerous to attempt to mention here. They were so powerful that in 429 BC the king of one of the tribes, the Odrysae, reinforced by the Paeonians, invaded Macedonia at the head of 150,000 men, of whom 50,000 were cavalry. In the time of Strabo, who lived from 57 BC till 21 AD, their military strength was estimated at 200,000 foot and 15,000 horse. This, in spite of the weakness caused by the disunion of which Herodotus speaks. The most notable of their tribes were the Odrysae already mentioned. The Triballi, with whom Alexander the Great warred before he started for Persia. The Daci, who peopled the country of Dacia, north of the Danube, which was conquered by the Romans in a war of 5 years and reduced to a province, AD 104, but was afterward abandoned to the Goths, AD 272. The Moci, who inhabited the country immediately south of the Danube, which from them was called Maesia and corresponded to what is now Serbia and Bulgaria. It was made a Roman province about 16 BC. Besides these, and most notable of all, were the Gerto, from whom came the Goths, who acted so great a part in the destruction of the Roman Empire. In the Scythian expedition of Darius Hystaspes, 515 BC, the Getae were encountered, and their country was crossed, before he reached the Danube. As early as the days of Cyrus the Great, a branch of the Getae, called Masagto, that is, Reader Getae Greater Goths pronounced by Herodotus Great and Warlike Nation, inhabited the steppe country east of the Caspian Sea. And west of them dwelt another branch called the Thesagto, that is Esser Getae Lesser Goths. In the time of Herodotus the principal seat of the Thesagetae was west of the mainstream of the upper Volga. Several centuries before the Christian era, a body composed apparently of both the Lesser and the Greater Goths Thesagto and Masagto migrated westward to the Baltic, and fixed their abode in the southern part of Sweden, where there remained a kingdom of Gothia until the 12th century, when, in 1161, the crowns of both Sweden and Gothia were united on the head of Charles Sverkerson, who assumed the title of King of the Swedes and the Goths, which his successors bear to this day. The southern point of Sweden still bears the name of Gothland. It was from this Gothland, and about the beginning of the Christian era, that a large body of Goths crossed the Baltic, and as Austro-Eastern Goths, VC Western Goths, Gepidae, - loiterers, because they lagged behind while crossing the sea, - and perhaps the Heruli and Vandals, settled about the mouth of the river Vistula, whence they spread to the Black Sea and overwhelmed the Roman Empire. Of the people of Japheth there yet remain to be mentioned the three grandsons, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Ashkenaz is mentioned by Jeremiah, 595 BC. Among the kingdoms that should assist in the destruction of Babylon, and is named in a connection that would show that his place was in the neighborhood of Armenia repair the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Jeremiah 51-27, the people of Ashkenaz inhabited the country answering to the Bithynia of ancient times, on the southern coasts of the Euxine, or Black Sea. The Euxine Sea received its name from the name Ashkenaz, and was called first the Sea of Ashkenaz, and from that, as Chunus, then Xanus, and lastly Euxine, by which it is known in ancient history. The name of Ashkenaz still remains in the name of the Lake Ascanius in the northwestern part of Asia Minor. Riphath is found, in his descendants, in the neighborhood of the Riphaean Mountains, now the Carpathians. From Riphath, the son of Gomer, came one branch of the Celts known as Gauls, who peopled the country of Gaul. From Gaul they spread into the northern part of Spain, where their memory long remained in the name Galicia. They also made two great invasions of Italy. The first in the 15th century BC, and the second in the 6th and 5th centuries BC, when they took possession of all the northern part of the country to the river Po. This part of Italy was then, from them, called by the Latins Gallia Cisalpina Gaul within the Alps. While Gaul itself was called Gallia Transalpina Gaul beyond the Alps. In 387 BC they took Rome, and burnt it to the ground. A division of these from the north of Italy went on eastward around the head of the Adriatic into the countries between that sea and the river Danube. In 279 BC a great body of them swept over Macedonia and northern Greece, on through Thrace and across the Hellespont, 277 BC. And finally settled in the country which from them was called Galatia. To their descendant, the Apostle Paul wrote the Epistle to the Galatians. The Gauls Celts also peopled Britain, Ireland, Scotland, and the islands round about, it is not known at what date. It will be remembered that in the account of Gomer himself, it was stated page 7, that when the Scythians, 650-600 BC, dispossessed the Sumerians of the country of the Ukraine, The Sumerians went toward the west, where we should find them again. We must now follow these onward. They took possession of the country that is now northern Germany and Denmark, and afterward accompanied their kindred of the children of Ripath in their invasions of Italy. The Cimbri, for so the Cimbri were then called, and the Gauls formed the two branches of the great Celtic race, and both are often referred to by Roman rites as Gauls. In the time of Alexander the Great, all Western Europe above the River Po and the Pyrenees Mountains, and from the plains of the Drave and the Save to the Baltic Sea, was possessed by these two branches of Celts. And when Alexander the Great held, at Babylon, he states general of the world, there came ambassadors from the Celts among those who desired to propitiate his favor, to celebrate his greatness, or to solicit his protection. Somewhere about 200 or 300 years before Christ, another great migration from the east brought to the coast of the Baltic the Teutons and Scandinavians, the descendants of Ashnas. Part of them crossed the Baltic, and gave the name of Ashnas, as Chunas, Scandia, Scandinavia, to the peninsula of Norway and Sweden. The Teutons remained on the south coast of the Baltic, and became the Teutsch, Deutschen, the Germans. Finally, they filled all the country between the Baltic and the Upper Danube, and crowded the Sumerians into the peninsula of Jutland, Denmark, which from them was called the Cimbri Chersonesus. In 113 BC, a host of Cimbri and Teutons, numbering 300,000 fighting men, carried terror into Italy and southern Gaul, defeated the Romans three times, and compelled the Roman army to pass under the yoke, 107 BC. But were finally annihilated by the Romans under Marius, 101 BC. From these Germans came the Franks, the Alemanni, the Burgundians, the Lombards, the Suevi, and the Anglo-Saxons, who participated in the ruin and division of Western Rome. From the Cimbri Chersonesus Danish peninsula, the Cimbri crossed the sea to Britain, and took possession of a great part of the country, which before them had been filled by the Gallic Celts. And their name has descended to us in the name of the English county of Cumberland, Cimbriland, Cimberland, Cumberland. In AD 449, the Angles, the Saxons, and the Jutes, from the mouth of the Elbe and the Danish peninsula, following the same course that the Cimbri had taken before them, crossed the sea and took possession of Britain. Then of such of the Cimbri as escaped their savage rage, some fled across the channel to Brittany, where they still speak the Cimbric language, while the rest drew back into Wales, where they still remain and called themselves not Welsh but Cymry, and called their country not Wales but Cambria. Thus the Irish, the Scotch Highlanders, and the people of the Isle of Man, are Gallic Celts descended from Ripath, the son of Gomer. The Welsh are Cymric Celts, descended through the Sumerians from Gomer himself. And the English proper, the Anglo-Saxons, are descended through the Teutons, from Ashnas, the son of Gomer. Togarma, the last of the sons of Gomer, is found in the country and the nation of the Armenians. All the legends and the histories of the Armenians show them to be the descendants of Togarma. Moses of Kyrene, a native Armenian, and who, in AD 481, wrote a history of Armenia, says the name of their progenitor was Thargamas. The Armenians still called themselves He House of Thorgim, the very phrase used by Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38-6. 27-14, the House of Togarma traded in the fairs of Tyre with horses and horsemen and mules, and Armenia is famed of old for its breed of horses. Under the Persian rule he saw trap of Armenia sent yearly to the Persian court 20,000 foals for the feast of Mithras. Besides the Armenians proper, the Georgians, Lesgians, Mingrelians, and Caucasians, are all descended from one common progenitor, Thargamas, who was Togarma, the son of Gomer, the son of Japheth. And so closes the list of the people of Japheth.